So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Happy with, you know, what we did today. I thought really all three phases did some good things. All three phases did some stuff we got to clean up. Opening day, issues, whether it be a muff punt by Kanate trying to make a play, some stuff like that that's got to get cleaned up. Jumping over, punch shield, which we can't do, which we coach every single day. But guys trying to be aggressive, too many penalties early in the game, all on us. But, overall, game one, there'll be a lot to teach from the video, and I'm happy with where we are at this point.
How would you evaluate Eli's performance today?
I'll let you guys, it wouldn't matter what I say. I'm going to go back and watch the videotape, but I thought early, his first series, there wasn't an incomplete pass. Jerry, sorry you can't see me here, Jerry. You got the chairs all pulled up really close. Eli played really good, I think. I was really happy with where he was. He had the one interception, kind of threw it off his heels, I think. We'll go back and look and see what he did there. But, overall, he got the ball out of his hand when he needed to. I think one series we gave up two sacks in a row, which, is disappointing. We'll see if he needed to get rid of it or we had a protection problem. I think the corner came one time. But, overall, 30 or 40 for 300-plus yards, I would say he looked pretty darn good.
It looked like Eli, he completed to four different receivers, two tight ends, and two running backs, and from both sidelines, deep, intermediate. What can you say about his grasp of this playbook for being a redshirt freshman that transferred to you guys in that year?
I mean, he's a good football player. I told you, and so is Nate. I think schematically, I think Coach Bell and the offense staff does a great job at scheming you up and putting our kids in position to make those plays. The ball's getting spread out. I don't know how many different receivers caught balls here today, but but when you look at the targets and Kenny, I mean, it was just some good stuff. The ball spread out. You can't just focus on that guy over there. We got different ways of getting guys balls, and we got to try to get everybody involved.
And you had said that you had hoped that after the first game, it was pretty obvious who your starting quarterback would be. Do you go in next week, rest of the season, feeling pretty good that Eli's your starter?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we'll talk about that Monday. I'm going to sit down with the offense and sit down with Cade. But, I think things look pretty good today, what we kind of thought coming out of camp. And Eli was sharp. Things didn't look sharp early. We probably, pulled him earlier just to see what, Nate had. But, so like I told you earlier, I think I told you on Thursday, didn't have a plan for when and what to do. But, the way he, played with composure, obviously it's going to be, we're going to see a little bit more next Saturday, 3:30, I think, at Cincinnati. So just getting locked into that one.
Desmond Reed explosive on Thursday. Is that kind of what you're talking about in his performance?
That's what I was talking about. I mean, the kid's been like that, and he's tough. He gets a little calf down there, and he comes right back. He doesn't say boo. He just keeps going. He's like an ever-ready battery. I mean, he just goes. The punt return, we had our base defense on the field. That was just, we were punt safe. We were keeping our base defense on the field. They made some blocks, and he made some plays. And, he can pop through. I told you he could break one. It happened to be Izzy was here today. Bandicana was here. And he's that kind of back that can go break one. And, I thought Derek Davis did some good things. And Daniel Carter did some nice things as well. So we got, you know, we got a lot of people involved. We got a lot of guys playing football today. We got our second offensive line in there. We got, you know, shoot, I think we got our third, you know, D line, you know, Jashir, you know, got in there. Whittington, you know, got in and got some good things in. I think the last three plays defensively were TFLs. I did not like the way our defense came out in the third quarter. We'll address that. I didn't like that at all. I don't know what they were doing, what they were thinking. I can't wait to watch the videotape, but that was not how I wanted to come out in that third quarter.
You mentioned that you guys gave a few big plays, especially in that third quarter. Did you notice anything common, anything that you guys were...
No, I mean, just, you know, execution and details. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they felt like, you know, I don't know what they came out in the second half as, but, you know, I'll get on the defensive coaches. It starts with us as coaches. Make sure their minds are right and they don't think this game is easy and it's in the bag.
You guys were able to ask out a lot of Kenny Johnson as a sophomore, whether it was red zone, deep ball, over the middle, catching it off the ground. What have you seen that allowed him to make the kind of improvements he's had?
You know, he didn't practice a lot this fall, so I mean, I can't tell you it was because practice makes perfect. You know, I mean, he was banged up a lot, and we were, you know, able to get him and CJ Lee back, you know, on game day, which is good. CJ was banged up more than he was, and I think he had a few catches today as well, but. You know, we'll continue to get better there.
Are the penalties one thing you're most concerned about today?
I am, you know, but we talk about eight things critical to winning, and penalties isn't one of them. Penalties doesn't lose games. You know, the one thing I didn't, you know, how many, you know, illegal procedures do we have? You know, zero, unforced. There's going to be some aggressive penalties that we had, but there were some ones early, you know, and I don't have my book on me here. You know, there were some early that just, you know, shouldn't happen. And but they were aggressive ones, and, you know, I don't anticipate those. You know, I think the first one was a, you know, block in the back or a holding on punt return. Just shouldn't happen. And, you know, we'll get that cleaned up, I think, for sure.
What is your biggest concern then going forward?
I have a million concerns, Jerry. I mean, we got a million concerns. My first concern is that next week EJ gets these seats backed up so I can really see your whole body and not just the top of your forehead. That's, you know, concern number one. But I mean, that concerns me that we got the seats moved up closer than they've ever been in 10 years. But there's, I'm going to pick and pick and pick. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that we can clean up. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm worried about penalties because that's not critical to winning. But it can cost you a game. You know, we just got to clean that up. It's just bad ball.
One of the concerns, pass protection, four sacks allowed, and a couple of those, I think, coming kind of early with pressure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll look at that. And again, sometimes it's plays. I mean, the one thing I can tell you about our offense is we're going to get five receivers out. So, I mean, we like all the explosive plays and guys out of the backfield and getting it too. So, quarterback's got to get the ball out, you know, at times. If we're putting five, I mean, as you guys watch, if you're putting five out in the route, then the quarterback is hot off of somebody. And we got to do a good job of picking up corners and knowing they're coming. You know, those ones that you can't see that we got to do a better job at, you know. And that sometimes goes with fast tempo as well. When you fast tempo, sometimes you can't see it coming. So, you know, if we're, you know, we just got to do a better job of that. And that comes with experience, I think, at the quarterback position and Coach Bell knowing what he's got there, too.
What do you think about how the linebackers played today, especially Kyle Lewis?
You know what? Again, I'll refer to the videotape of Kyle Lewis. At one time, he came through there and smacked that guy. You know, the quarterback got beat up today. I hope he's healthy, but he took a beating today by our, you know, our guys. You know, we might not have got what we get, five sacks. You know, but it was like, you know, five sacks and another 10 hits after that. So it's 15 hits on the quarterback. He took some licks, and he's a tough kid from Camden, New Jersey. So I'll give him a lot of credit. You know, Kyle Lewis and, you know, I think Rasheem Biles had the first sack of the year. We'll just continue to get better. Our guys, you know, we got a young front. We talked about it. But I think you probably saw a lot of penetration, even all the way down to the threes at the end there. I thought the linebackers did a nice job. We'll evaluate it as we go.
Screw was a guy you talked about a lot throughout the fall. Is there any reason you didn't play today?
Yeah. Jerry, tell him.
Interesting. Sorry, Pat. I can't help these guys.
I can't help them. Yeah, we hope we get them back. But again, that's why I sit here. And, you know, I can get to put all those oars on there, and something happens during the week, you know, you don't anticipate. But he's been healthy all summer camp. It was, you know, unfortunate that he wasn't ready to go today. But hope to have him back next week.
There was a third and long that you guys converted off a draw, spread out the defense really wide with your wideouts, and then Desmond Reed just gets it and he goes 28 yards. Is that something that you guys uniquely design up for him because of his ability, or is that just a normal play call?
It's draw on third and long. You know, draw on third and long when you're throwing it a lot, and all of a sudden you catch him by surprise. They had a four-man twist on, and the offensive line did a great job. Sometimes, you know, the twist, or, you know, will negate the draw sometimes. But, again, it's a great job by, you know, Jeremy Darvaux, our offensive line coach, of getting it picked up and coaching it and knowing what to expect. But, you know, it comes down to coaching and players making plays. It's a little bit of both. So it's great play call by Coach Bell.
How about a couple more before we wrap it up?
Can you offer any clarity on Rodney's situation?
You know, we made an announcement about about that already, and, you know, got nothing further to talk about.
One final. Coach, how important was it for you to have such an offensive explosion in the first game?
Really important. I mean, I think our kids, I mean, you know, there's a different bounce. There's a different bounce about our kids. I mean, I watched them last night coming out of, you know, offensive meetings last night at 8:30 p.m. And it's just like the smiles on their faces. They're excited. They had a lot of confidence going in. Again, it's a tribute to our offense staff and Coach Bell and what he's brought to the offense. There's a lot of confidence about what they're doing, how they're doing it. And, you know, it was important to come out there and put some points up like they did. And the great thing about him is he's in the locker room all mad because he feels like he left three touchdowns out there. Okay, so that's what I like about that.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.